What happens when a frustrated wife decides to completely transform her approach to marriage? In 1973, Maribel Morgan answered that question with a book that became one of the fastest-selling publications in American history. While feminists marched for equality, Morgan offered something different, a roadmap for wives to revitalize their marriages through acceptance, admiration, and strategic romance. Time magazine put her on its cover, celebrities debated her ideas, and millions of American women, feeling disconnected from their husbands despite having everything the modern world promised, found themselves nodding along. Morgan's premise was deceptively simple: stop trying to change your husband and start changing yourself. The results, she claimed, were nothing short of miraculous. Distant husbands becoming affectionate, communication barriers crumbling, passion reigniting after years of coldness. Whether you find her philosophy empowering or problematic, one thing remains undeniable. Morgan tapped into something profound about the state of American marriages in the 1970s, and her influence still echoes through relationship advice today. Morgan's marriage began like a fairy tale. Charlie studied law at her apartment, sharing dreams while she listened adoringly. He proposed at Miami Beach, with a speech so lengthy she dozed off, waking only when he presented the ring. After their honeymoon, reality crashed in. The talkative Charlie became silent. Conversations dwindled to, "Please pass the salt." When their daughter arrived, Morgan poured herself into motherhood while romance evaporated. Charlie called her uptight and accused her of challenging every decision. They were drifting apart. Morgan dove into marriage books, psychology courses, and biblical study. As she applied certain principles, something stunning happened. Charlie began talking like when they were dating, showing affection, bringing gifts, even waking her one night just to say he loved her, something he'd never done in 6 years. This transformation convinced Morgan that almost any wife could revitalize her marriage by applying the right principles. Morgan's approach centers on four principles: accept, admire, adapt, and appreciate. Acceptance means ending the campaign to change your husband. Most women marry with renovation plans, then spend years trying to round off his edges. This never works. When you accept his quirks, when you stop nagging, he feels genuinely loved. Nagging positions you as his mother, destroying romance and pushing him away. Admiration fulfills a man's deepest need. One executive was emotionally starved because his wife viewed marriage as 50-50, refusing to give first. When she began genuinely admiring him, he noticed immediately, something beautiful is happening. Adaptation means adjusting to his preferences and leadership. When Bobby Evans resented her husband's football schedule, Morgan advised embracing his lifestyle. 2 years later, their marriage had transformed so completely that Norm offered to quit, though she no longer wanted him to. Appreciation completes the four pillars. Express genuine gratitude for his contributions. These principles create an environment where love flourishes. The husband feels respected, while the wife experiences a responsive, loving partner. Morgan addresses marital intimacy with refreshing frankness, urging wives to greet husbands looking fresh and appealing. Those first 4 minutes set the tone for the entire evening. She warns that men leave seeing wives in grubby undies and return to someone dumpy, stringing, or exhausted, while surrounded by attractive colleagues. A man's visual nature means appearance matters tremendously. Despite widespread discussion of sex, many women are having more sex but enjoying it less. Morgan identifies sexless marriages as dangerous. Some couples avoid intimacy for months with disastrous results. For exceptional intimacy, respond eagerly rather than enduring. Touch him lovingly, keep your mind present, and communicate verbally about what pleases you. He can't read your mind. Morgan suggests creative variety: love notes in lunchboxes, candlelit tables, making love in different locations. Sex can restore harmony after disagreements. Don't withhold intimacy when he's irritable, as lovemaking comforts and restores him. This isn't about obligation, it's about cultivating an art that deepens connection. When Charlie came home scowling before a dinner party, Morgan initially resented his silence. But recognizing he needed her love after a difficult day, she offered a gentle word that released his tension. By morning, he announced, "I feel such love for my fellow man." Men and women often speak different languages. Men express ideas and information, while women discuss feelings and emotions. As your husband's communication plumber, you can unclog communication lines. Be a good listener. Give him full attention and listen for unspoken needs. Don't give unsolicited advice or criticism, especially publicly. Understand his perspective rather than dismissing contrary opinions. Silent treatment only intensifies conflict. Instead, control your tears, plan the proper time for discussion, express feelings without attacking, forgive completely, and outroof him. Protect him from his own emotions by responding with understanding rather than anger. Your attitude sets the tone for your home and his entire day. Children sense when they're unwanted or criticized. Constant attempts to mold them can drive them away, as with the Atlanta teenager who ran away believing his family would be happier without him. Love expressed verbally and physically is a parent's greatest gift. Children never outgrow needing touch and affirmation. A young woman who became a misfit traced her problems to parents who never expressed affection. Children need undivided attention and playful engagement. Mere proximity isn't enough. When 3-year-old Suzanne tugged at her mother's skirt asking to play dolls, Carolyn realized her daughter craved real connection. Encouragement builds confidence while criticism destroys it. A mother who praised her son's terrible singing helped him become the leading 9th-grade soloist. Children form self-images based on parents' words. Telling a child, "You're stupid," makes them believe it. Children need discipline and boundaries to feel secure. When correcting them, reject the behavior, not the child. Faith is the most precious legacy parents can pass on through daily Bible reading, spiritual resources, prayer, and authentic living. When life leaves us feeling broken, we need a power source to sustain us. Morgan searched for fulfillment through religious institutions, academic achievements, beauty pageants, and material possessions, yet felt empty inside. For 23 years, she lived with spiritual emptiness until discovering that God loved her personally and had a plan for her life. When she invited Jesus into her heart through prayer, her lifelong search ended. She felt transformed, plugged into the true power source. Since connecting with God, Morgan experienced inner peace, pardon from sin, purpose in life, and resurrection power that transforms natural love into divine, super love. The Total Woman isn't just a course. It's a complete way of life that starts with filling your cup vertically with God before giving horizontally to others. Your husband comes second, ensuring he knows he's tops on your list. Third come your children. Only after meeting these needs should you consider profession or public activities. Once your house is in order and your power source is the light of the world, you can become a super wife with a comprehensive approach to marriage.